me finish with this story. We go to China from time to time, and we train leaders. And this time, we brought up 22 leaders from the Hunan province, and they rode 13 hours on a train to get to a hotel that they came up two by two in these elevators so as to not draw any attention. And then they got to a hotel room, a little apartment room. It's only about 700 square feet in the little living room, no air conditioning, hardwood floor, 22 sat there. I came in, and when you teach in China, you start at 8 in the morning, and you don't get done till 5 at night. You teach the whole day. They were sitting there, all 22 of them, and I looked around and I said, "Now, if we get caught, what will happen to me?" They said, "Oh, you'll get deported in 24 hours and we'll go to prison for 3 years." I said, "You're kidding. How many of you have been in prison for your faith?" Out of 22, 18 raised their hands. I thought, "No way." I looked at him and I said, you 22 people, how many people do you oversee?" Because they were all of these small group leaders, underground church leaders in the Hunan province. I said, "How many, if you counted up all the people under your jurisdiction, how many would it be?" And they counted them up and they said, little over 20 million. I said, "What?" See, we forget there's 1.3 billion people in China. This is crazy. Well, I had 15 Bibles, and I passed them out. Obviously, 7 didn't get them. And I said, "Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read it." And just then, one lady handed hers to somebody next to her. And I thought, interesting. Well, we turned there anyway, and as we started reading it, I understood why she gave it away. She had memorized the whole thing. She just recited the whole chapter. When it was done, I went over to her at a break, and I said, you recited the whole chapter. She says, "Oh, yes, I've memorized many chapters." Said, "Where did you memorize so many chapters?" She said, "In prison." Said, "You have much time in prison." So I said, "But don't they confiscate the Bible?" And she said, "Yes." So people bring in scriptures written on pieces of paper and they bring it in. So I said, "But then if they find that piece of paper on you, won't they confiscate that?" She said, "Oh yes, that's why you memorize it as fast as you can. Because even though they can take the paper away, they can't take what's hidden in your heart." I thought, wow. Well, after 3 days, you fall in love with these people. And when it was done, I said, "How can I pray for you? I'm going to go back to America. And you guys have been just so wonderful. How can I pray for you?" They said, "You know, Wayne, you guys can gather like this whenever you want to in America. We can't. Could you pray that one day we'll be just like you?" And I looked at him and I said, "I will not do that." Big, incredulous eyes looked at me, and they said, "Why?" I said, "Because you guys rode a train for 13 hours to get here. In my country, if you've got to drive more than an hour, people don't come. You sat on a wooden floor for 3 days. In my country, if people have to sit more than 40 minutes, they leave. You sat not only here for 3 days on a hard wooden floor, but you did it without air conditioning. In my country, if it's not padded pews and air conditioning, people don't often come back. In my country, we have an average of 2 Bibles per family. We don't read any of them. You hardly have any Bibles, and you memorize them from pieces of paper. I will not pray you become like us, but I will pray that we become just like you."